I'm Shania Davis. Did you make these yourself?
No, they were my granny's. But they were second hand when they were given to her.
Ah. What did you use them for?
Well, we call it a putsy, and it's our version of a handbag.
Okay. Do Indian gypsies still use these?
I don't know, because I've never been to India.
Oh, okay. What food did you used to eat?
Well, we used to eat hedgehog, which we would call Hotchi Witchy, or Pala the Boar, which means brother of the hedges. But the thing that we still eat every week is Joey Graham bacon.
Okay. Did you used to go pea picking?
Oh, yes. Pea picking, tatey picking, onion picking, hop picking. Okay. If it grew, we picked it.
Okay. How have travellers changed in the past year?
In the past year?
In the past years.
Years. Oh, well. I think people are more racist towards us than they used to be. Because when I was a child, we were valued for the work we did on the farms, and now there's machinery, we're not valued for that anymore. And people think we're, well, you know what people think we are, dirty, liars, thieves.
Yeah.
And we're actually none of those things.
Yeah. Did you used to live in a trailer?
Yes, once I was eight. Before that, I lived in a vado.
What's a vado?
It's a horse-drawn caravan.
What are these on the handbag?
The shells, they're cowrie shells.
Did you used to get them yourself?
No, very rarely. They really come from places like India and Africa, but just occasionally they do wash up on English beaches.
Do you use this yourself?
I do. Not all the time, because it's very old and very fragile. And as you can see, it's been mended several times.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, I do use it.
Was it harder back then to know?
That's a difficult one. We don't work as hard now as we used to work then. But because we were our own bosses and came and went as we wanted, it didn't seem hard.
Okay. Was your childhood strict?
In some respects, I was never allowed to ride a bike. And if I wanted to ride a horse, it had to be side saddle. Because in those days, being a virgin when you got married really mattered.
Why weren't you allowed to ride a bike?
Because you had to be astride something, and they thought that might...
Did you have to put your legs open?
I'm sorry?
Was it because you had to ride with your legs open?
It was.
What did you have to wear when you were younger?
What did I have to wear?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't allowed to show my legs any more than my ankles. I still don't. If we wore trousers, they had to be baggy, like the sort of harem pants these days.
Yeah.
That was the main thing, really, but we certainly wouldn't have been allowed to get away with the clothes that a lot of gypsy girls wear these days, especially on things like My Big Fat Gypsy, whatever. My father would have wrung my neck rather than see me wear clothes like that.
Was it strict with, like, tattoos and piercings?
No, because one of the beliefs is that you, or at least in the type of gypsy I come from, which has a lot of Indian input. The belief was that it was not safe for a girl to have a baby until she'd had her ears pierced. So gypsy girls had their ears pierced almost at birth. It was also the tradition that once the next child down was born, that the girl above it had her nose pierced. So I had my nose pierced when I was 2 and a few months. Because I was no longer just a child. I had a responsibility towards my younger sister. But in the really old days, they used to pierce boys' ears as well, because the belief was that if the boy was away from home when he died, the value of the gold in his ears would pay for him to be buried, so that he had a decent burial, not just left by the roadside.
Oh. What was your first tattoo?
My first?
Tattoo.
Tattoo? Well, you can't see it, but this one, it's not work.
Oh, what's that one there?
That's my tinner's hairs.
Oh.
But this one I had done when I was 2 and a few months, because I was very ill and nearly died. And because in those days people believed in witches and demons and things, and they believed that those witches and demons made you ill. But they also believed that witches in particular would be less likely to harm you if they had a pattern to dance around.
Wow.
So they put complicated tattoos on the steps of the caravan and on children's arms if they'd been poorly, which they thought would make the witch dance around the pattern.
Oh.
And she'd lose sight of the fact that she'd planned to make that child ill.
Are you allowed to get tattooed on these days if you like to?
I don't think you are, actually. I think these days it would be thought of as child abuse.
Oh.